You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Thousands of young people from all over the world are travelling to Krakow in Poland this week to come together in celebration of World Youth Day. Taking place from the 26th until the 31st of July, World Youth Day offers the opportunity for young people to deepen their own Catholic faith and to grow in confidence about witnessing faith in contemporary society. Vatican Radio's Lydia O'Kane spoke to Bishop Mark O'Toole from the Diocese of Plymouth to discuss the importance of World Youth Day in terms of evangelization and catechesis, and what he hopes young people will gain from the experience.
How important is World Youth Day in terms of evangelization?
I think we've discovered that what the World Youth Days are at the heart of evangelization, because you experience during World Youth Days that the millions of people who've now been on them have deepened their own Catholic faith, and they've also become more confident about witnessing to that faith in contemporary society. And whatever their particular cultural context, whatever country they go back to, or whatever particular challenges they face. So if I look at my own context here in England and Wales, I know literally thousands of young people who've come back from the experience of a World Youth Day, much more confident in their faith and much more open to witnessing to that. And they discover a new sense of purpose and vocation in reaching out to others, that they may know too something of the beauty of the encounter with Jesus Christ that they themselves have experienced.
Again, looking in terms of evangelization, is this World Youth Day even more significant in a sense that it's coming in the year of mercy?
It's a beautiful, in the providence of God, I think, that these things have come together, and particularly so much so with the fairly recent canonization of Pope John Paul II, now St. John Paul II, because of World Youth Day being in Krakow, and because of the gift of divine mercy that's come through Krakow and St. Faustina, and the fact that the Holy Father has called for the whole world a jubilee of mercy. So there's wonderful things coming together there for us all to have this very rich experience of the tenderness of God that comes from being with one another in the sharing of our faith and witnessing to that faith in a very public way, and also being resourced in order to be able to return to our own situations that we can be instruments of mercy. You'll know the theme of this year is Blessed Are the Merciful. But most especially that we may be instruments of that mercy to those whom we encounter.
Just regarding young people themselves, you know, the young people nowadays are growing up in a completely different world than young people generations ago. I mean, the whole idea of social media, everything's fast, everything's now. Do you think that it's harder for young people growing up today and harder for people growing up in the faith today?
Well, there are certainly particular challenges that our generation faces and that young people face in this particular period in human history. There are always, I think, challenges for the gospel, whatever epoch one lives in. But the particular challenges that young people encounter, you know, that the Holy Father spoke about recently in terms of the struggles to commit to something permanent, the very deep sense of purpose and meaning in life. It's very hard for young people to have that in terms of finding their path forward. So I think World Youth Day provides an unparalleled kind of experience and opportunity for people to step back a little bit from that kind of milieu, to have space to time and time to think, to pray, to meet with other young people and share faith, to have the experience, rich experience of the sacraments in a profound way, to have good guides through the priests and spiritual directors that they encounter on the pilgrimage, but also to have a very strong sense of the church as a universal family. And I think in terms of the modern means of communication, it's very interesting. They're also used positively, of course. You know, our own diocese already has a Facebook page, and the young people who are coming on the pilgrimage are very much in touch with one another. And we live in quite a widespread, predominantly rural diocese here in the southwest of England. So it can be used also for connecting with one another.
At World Youth Days, much emphasis is placed on catechesis. And I wanted to ask you, just how important is catechesis?
Well, I think that, of course, whether we talk about World Youth Day, of course, it is really, for most of the young people, at least a week-long experience. Our own pilgrims are going for 10 days. So there are the 3 days of formal catechesis, which every young person is invited to attend on the Wednesday, Thursday and Friday before the sort of weekend of World Youth Day itself. And then, of course, our own diocese and other dioceses too are spending days before that, where we will also do some catechesis and faith sharing in our own diocesan groups. Again, the catechesis I have experienced have been really profound. The experience of being with one another and listening to the authority, the magisterial teaching of the church given in a very accessible way through one of the bishops, having the opportunity to enter into dialogue with that teacher of the faith is very important for young people, and they grow through that kind of dialogical method, if you like. But also the conversation and the sharing with one another that they have in those catechetical sessions is vital. And I would say the celebrations, because each of the catechetical sessions finishes with the celebration of Mass. And there is something about having been on a journey that whole morning with other young people from across the globe who share just simply the language. They're in different language groups. And that is a very profound experience for many of our young people. And I know a lot of young people who've returned from World Youth Day, and when you ask them what was the highlight, of course the Mass with the Holy Father is usually high on the list. But also well up there in terms of the impact that it has on young people is this opportunity for formation and deepening in their faith that they have in the days leading up to the actual bigger celebrations.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because the last question I was going to ask you is, what would you actually like to see young people who are going to World Youth Day, what would you like to see them bringing back from this experience?
I would say, firstly, a real sense that they have encountered the person of Jesus Christ in their own lives and in their own histories. Secondly, I would say a confidence to be able to share that with their peers, whoever their peers might be. And particularly, I think, if their peers are people who, for whatever reason, have given up the practice of their faith, or their peers who have no understanding of faith. Because, as we all know, the faith is most of all communicated through witness, and it's the witness of the individual young people which will spread the gospel in its own way.
That was Lydia O'Kane speaking to Bishop Mark O'Toole from the Diocese of Plymouth.